Hello, everyone. Welcome or welcome back to the Faith Talks podcast. My name is Deborah. I'm your host for this podcast. I'm a faith-based content creator, and it's such a blessing to have you here. If you are new to Faith Talks is all about encouraging you on your journey with God, speaking about faith, speaking about the word, and replacing lies that you might have started believing over yourself with the truth, because the enemy is doing rounds, making us believe things that are not true. So yeah, that's what Faith Talks is all about. It's so good to have you here. So Faith Talks is a weekly series, but in March, some things went wrong with the uploads. Basically, on the podcast platform that I use, I have to upload the episodes on there and then set the dates that they're supposed to come online. And I did that, but then I checked the podcast and it said that there wasn't an episode online on Monday last week. And I was like, wait a minute, what's going on? So I checked the date that I put, and I put the 25th of March, 2025. So this episode was basically going to come out next year. So I'm so sorry about it being late. I will double check the date from now on. I praise the Lord for his grace. Okay, God is gracious with me. So please extend that grace to me as well. Thank you very much. But anyways, in today's Faith Talks episode, if you did not know, these episodes are live on YouTube, and afterwards I post them on here. And then I usually redo the intro and the outro. So I'm going to be playing this podcast from YouTube. I usually don't mention that, but this time I used a different microphone because I was in the Netherlands. I was traveling, so the sound might sound a little bit different, but that's the context behind it. So with that being said, let's get into the episode. I wanted to start by just mentioning again the community post that I posted, where I was just saying that I was taking some time away, and then I asked you if you had any prayer requests, things that I could pray for. Since my schedule was clear, I deleted the TikTok app off of my phone for a little while, because that app, guys, TikTok can be an amazing tool. I'm on it myself as a creator to create Christian content, but that app is so dangerous. Honestly, the time that you lose being on there, the time that is taken away from you spending time with God. Spending time with God seems boring next to scrolling on TikTok aimlessly for hours, because it gives you a certain, is it dopamine hit? And it just takes things out of perspective completely. And I just want to say that as a creator on there myself, I've said this before, but you cannot get a relationship with God through, even if your whole timeline was Christian content, that's great, but that is not your relationship with Jesus. You have to turn that off. I think it's okay to have a set amount of time that you want to spend on it, like maybe 30 minutes a day, which I know a lot of people, including myself, were way over. But if you have a limit and you truly cap it at that and leave it, that's fine. But that app has been designed to keep you on there for ages. So even if you're watching Christian content, you're going to be scrolling for ages. And where is the time for you to actually step back and spend time with God yourself? Like, what does it leave you with? You cannot get a relationship with the Lord through someone else. You have to spend that time in the quiet place with the Lord yourself. And I really hope that this Faith Talks will encourage you to do that more, because that's just what I want to talk about, to fix your eyes on Jesus and to be focused on the right things and what will flow out of that, like a life far beyond what you can ask, think, or imagine. Ephesians 3:20. It's far better than you can imagine. But in order to receive that, you have to let go of certain things. We have to let go of what we hold on to so tightly. Trust God. He's your dad. Like, I've said this before, but the best dad in the world doesn't even come close to your heavenly dad. He loves you so much, so much. I always get emotional when I talk about this, because it's just, as someone who grew up without a dad, it's hard to picture that. It really is, when your view of your earthly dad is so distorted. But God is nothing like your earthly dad. Even if you have the best one, that's amazing. But then your dad is just a glimpse of who God is. He is love. He loves you so much. He knows everything about you. So I just want to talk about that a little bit today, because in that community post of me asking you guys to leave prayer requests, my heart just started to fill up so much, because the main thing that people asked for prayer for was, can you please pray that I'll get to know God more? Can you please pray that I'll become more consistent in reading my Bible? Can you please pray that I'll get a more intensified hunger for the Lord? These prayers are just an umbrella of this longing in your heart to know more about Jesus, to walk in the fullness of everything that he has for you. And just reading that is so, that is like, that's all you need. All you need is that desire to know about the Lord. Like, it's just so beautiful that that's the thing that you asked for prayers for. So I want you to know that I have been praying about this, and I continue to pray about this in my own life and over our generation, because we're all so lost. All of us, we're all so lost. We're all looking for God in all the wrong places. And so sad to see. And I could just imagine that God, as our dad, he loves all of us so much. So to watch us run to these things that are not going to give us fulfillment, that are not going to give us life, I bet he's just like, when will you realize that this is not the thing that I'm waiting? Like the prodigal son in that story, God is always waiting for us with arms wide open, but it must be so painful as our Heavenly Father to watch us do things that are destroying us, that are leading us down the wrong path. That's so heartbreaking. And I think that a lot of stories in the Bible, you can see that, where the Lord is speaking about Israel, like, oh, adulterous people, when will you turn back to me? When will you realize that it was me who made your vineyards grow, that it was me who provided these things to you? Like, you're my bride. I want you. I want you home. Like, why are you going out and committing adultery with all of these things that are not going to give you anything? You're only hurting yourself, and you're hurting me as your lover, your dad, your husband. Like, I'm waiting for you. It was so beautiful to see the prayer request that came in. And I just wanted to say that if this is a desire that you have in your heart, no matter how small, no matter how hard it has been for you to be consistent in your word and to spend time with the Lord, I just want to say that just your desire to know God more, just that in itself, as a dad, like, I can just imagine Jesus smiling over you, just tearing up because he can see that you're trying, even though it's hard. Like, I know how hard it is. Oh my goodness. It's like a daily thing. Like, one day you're like, yes, I'm on fire for the Lord, let me read my Bible, or like 1 week. And then the next week you just completely fall off. And at the end of the week, you're like, wait a minute, I didn't spend time in my word. Like, I have that too. I think it's that Bible verse comes to mind where Jesus says, pick up your cross daily. We have to fight daily. It's a daily battle, because our main struggle is not against flesh and blood. We have an enemy who's constantly fighting against us, throwing us off wherever he can to lure us away from the one who created us. Our world is so filled with distractions, but I just wanted to start by saying that just your desire to want more of the Lord, like, oh, how he must delight in that. And it's, again, making me tear up, because I'm just like, I could just imagine how proud he is of you just to ask that in prayer, just to have that desire of like, Lord, I don't know how to do this. I haven't read my Bible in months, but I want to. I want to read it. I want to know about you. I want to have a relationship with you. So I just wanted to say that just that desire, like, the Lord is so proud of you. He's watching over you. He's singing over you. You're loved beyond measure. Like, I know how tough it is. So please know that I'm praying for you continually. I'll continue to do that and pray that out over yourself as well. That, you know, there's, in Jesus' mighty name, going to be a revolution in our generation, that we will draw near to the Lord again. In James 4 verse 8, it says that if you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. And the significance in that verse is that it comes from us first. We have to take our step first. God is, he's not pushy. He's not a pushy and angry and forceful father. That's not who he is. He gives us, all of us, that free choice. And that's where we do so many things we should not be doing. But it's that first step that you take towards the Lord of, okay, I want to do this. Let me draw near to you. Let me spend time in the word. We have to take that step first. And then the Lord draws closer to us. I was in church yesterday. It's Monday today. And the pastor was just saying that it's up to us to go deeper with the Lord, and then he provides the width of everything that he has for us when it comes to our career, our friendships, our finances. As we go deeper with the Lord, he goes wider in everything that he has for us. And as I heard that, I was like, wow, that's so wild, because it's so true. It all starts with you making that decision for the Lord and saying yes to everything that he has for you. And then it's only a matter of time. Like, it's crazy how God makes up for lost time when we fully focus on him. I always mention Matthew 6, verse 33, because that verse changed my life. It says that if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things will be added onto you. And before this verse, it just speaks about like everything that you need, whether it's clothing, whether it's food, like the Lord provides. And then it says, like, just focus on the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added onto you. Spending time with Jesus comes first. That comes first. And it sometimes does not make sense. I shared my apartment testimony. If you're new here, because there's a lot of new people on here. At the beginning of last year, God just took me on this crazy faith apartment journey. That's what I call it, because it was crazy. And I now have a one-bedroom apartment in London, which is crazy. Like, what? But what is impossible with man is possible with God. Let me tell you. That journey, God really taught me that even though I had to move out of the place that I was in, okay, I had to actively do something. If you don't look for an apartment, you're not going to find an apartment. So I was like, I need to look for something. But the way that the Lord showed me that if you place him first, instead of being on the websites all day long searching, I was like, no, let me read the word and search what I gotta know here. Let me spend time in prayer. And then the extra time that I had during the day, the extra time that we usually give to God, if we even give him any, like the last hour of the day, that's what I would spend on looking for a place. So I reversed it. And through that, the Lord just did crazy things. So we have to shift our focus. This goes for all of us. This goes for everything. I've talked about this before, but since we have to pick up our cross daily, it's a daily decision. I think we need to stand still at this more often than once. It's not just something that you hear once in your journey with God and it's done. Like, we have to remind ourselves every single day, focus on Jesus, focus on Jesus. Seek first the kingdom of God. I have bills to pay. I have deadlines. Today, I have this crazy project to finish. Okay, let me spend time in the word first. Let me spend time with Jesus first. It feels very unnatural for us, because then it feels like things are going to go south and we're not going to meet deadlines. But this is where God makes up for lost time. I can't explain it, because God's ways are so much higher than our ways. But when we give him that time that we would usually give to these other things and we swap it around, the way God comes through is just beyond anything, because he can make things happen like this. He can make things happen like this. Like, you don't even know. You don't even know. What is going on, guys? I hear machinery. Oh, they're sweeping the floor. They're sweeping the streets. Okay, I'm just going to continue. If you can hear something, that's the sweepers on the street. But I wanted to mention a Bible verse to you that is found in Romans 12, verse 2, where it says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." We're constantly speaking about, like, what does God want for my life? Like, like, where do I go? How do I know that I'm going the right way? Again, we're focused on the wrong things, first of all. And second of all, it's giving us a key here. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not conform to the patterns of this world. I mean, everything that's advocated these days as normal, as fun, as freeing, is the complete opposite. Take it from someone who's thought she lived her best life in the world. Sin is deceiving. The enemy is the deceiver. He always pretends to be an angel of light. I know it says that somewhere in scripture, that he's always pretending to be something he's not. So with his agenda, it would be the same thing. All the things that the world is advocating as flashy, they are not. You might be figuring that out yourself. Maybe you don't know what's wrong, why you're feeling a certain type of way. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. Your home is not here. This is not your home. And then it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transformation in your life starts up here. It starts up here by diving in the truth and by spending time with the Lord. If I look at where my life changed completely, which is not even that long ago, it was last year. It's not something external that changed, because when my life started to shift, I was in my little mold infested teeny tiny bedroom with my stuff in a pile. I was still there. But from that place on, things started to change up here. I started to see things so differently because I gave God a chance. I was like, fine, Lord, I've tried it all in my own strength. You do it. If your word says that that you're working everything out together for good, then I'm going to take that as the truth. I'm going to believe it. Even though I don't see it right now, God, you say you're working everything out together for good. It's accepting the truth when you don't feel it, when you don't see it. That's where you're going to be transformed. It is knowing that where you are right now is not your end destination. In order to experience that transformation, you have to shift your mindset, because for a lot of us, your current mindset is not going to cut it. You're not going to get to where God wants you to be if you constantly think, oh, here we go again, like, see, I knew this would happen. I knew I wouldn't get this job. I knew I wouldn't get this promotion, because I used to think like that. When you get stuck at that mindset, it's never going to change. You're never going to see a change. Something that I quickly wanted to touch upon that's been heavy on my heart to mention is self-pity. Feeling bad for yourself and feeling sorry for yourself. I want to say that a lot of us go through horrible things in this world. You might have gone through some insane stuff that, like, no other person that you know has ever walked through. Something that's so tough to digest. That is so valid. It's so valid to walk through that valley, walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But you were never meant to camp there. And I think that some people, I don't know who this is for, but some people have camped at something that's happened years ago and they don't want to move on because they feel like they have the right to camp there because of what's happened to them. I don't want to disregard what's happened to you, because again, it's valid. Something horrible has happened to you and I'm so sorry. The Lord is sorry. Like, when we go through heartbreaking things, his heart breaks with us. He weeps with us to see that his creation has turned so south, to see that we're hurting each other, that other people are hurting us, that like, that hurts him. But what he wants for you, what he's always wanted for you, is for you to run to him and for him to carry you out of that, to walk out of that. Staying there in that self-pity is not going to do anything for you. And it reminded me of this Bible story in Joshua. It is found in Joshua 7, verse 7, where Joshua is leading the Israelites. They thought they were going to defeat this army. Instead, the opposite happens. They drive out the Israelites and scare them away. And then Joshua is going crazy. Like, he tears his clothes, he puts ashes on his head, which is a sign of mourning, valid, because his army is being attacked. Like, of course you would be upset about that. But then he goes into prayer and he says things like, Lord, why did you allow us to step into this? Like, why didn't we just stay on the other side of the Jordan if this is what was going to happen? Like, Lord, why is this happening? Like, what's going on here? Like, look at what's going on. Like, why have you left us? Why aren't you doing anything? Da-da-da-da-da. And he's like laying on the floor having this whole episode, which, hey, it's justified, right? His army is being attacked. But what the Lord says to him is, Joshua, get up. Like, why are you down on your face? And just the way the Lord says it is so comedic to me, because I can just imagine the Lord standing there like, get up. Don't you know me? Don't you know me by now? You're not meant to be there on your floor, on the floor. You're not meant to be there on your face. And I just know that the Lord is saying that too. I don't know who right now, but you were never meant to stay there. You're never going to walk into everything that God has for you if you're going to camp in that valley. And this is a choice you have to make yourself. I can't make you do anything. The Lord won't force you to do anything. If you are content in the situation that you're in when it comes to your mindset, then by all means, stay there. But I believe that God has so much more for you, so much more. I can't even explain. And this is where you can hold the Lord accountable to his word, right? If you've been disappointed in the past and maybe your trust has been hurt and you're not sure if you can trust God anymore, hold him accountable to his word. I'm gonna pull up the receipts, Lord, you said. It's holding him accountable to his word. And the Lord says, yeah, I know, I said that. So I'm not going to fail you. I'm not going to leave you alone. You can trust me. Lean on me. People have gone before you and have done it. And I think that God just, there's so much the Lord wants to do in our generation. In no matter what your age is, you're never too old to start again with the Lord. You're never too old to have your mind renewed and transformed, to experience that transformation. I'm so excited to hear your hunger for the Lord. And I pray in Jesus' mighty name that that will only intensify, that your heart will start to hunger and long for the Lord. The way that we act when we're hungry and we want food, the way that we act when we're in love with someone and we constantly want to be around someone, like you're constantly checking your phone, have they texted? I pray that that's going to be our energy with Jesus. The same hunger that we have, craving a meal, like, I need food now, I need food now, I can't go to this event, I need food right now. May that be us with the word of God. I can't leave my house without reading scripture. Like, I can't do anything without spending time with my dad first. In Jesus' mighty name, might we get to that place. It's a daily thing, but I pray that over you, honestly, in Jesus' mighty name. And I can't wait to see what the Lord is going to do. I pray that there's been something that you've been able to take away from this. I'm just so grateful to see that we desire the Lord. The desire is there, even though we struggle sometimes. But like I said, for a dad to see that even though his kids might be struggling sometimes, just that struggle to know more of him, like, wow. They're struggling through their flesh to get to me. They're making a conscious choice to get to me. They're doing their best to get to me, even though sometimes the flesh is weak. But call on the Lord. He's your helper. He's your dad. He, like I said before, he loves you so much. There's no measure in the world. There's no mind that can ever comprehend how much you're loved. So I just pray right now in Jesus' mighty name that you will get an intensified awareness of God's presence, of his perfect love for you, that your hunger for the Lord will increase, and that you will deliberately make that choice to pick up your cross daily, to follow Jesus daily, even when it's hard, because the fruits of that, you will see the fruits of that. Absolutely. In Jesus' mighty name, you will see those fruits. So I pray those things out over you right now. In Jesus' mighty name, you're covered. I can't wait to see the testimonies and to just hear the transformation that will happen in your life, because it starts up here. It starts with that choice. Yes, Jesus, I want to do this. I don't want to sleep here anymore. I don't want to camp at this experience that happened to me ages ago anymore, even though it hurt. I want more. You have to lead me by the hand though, Lord. I can't do this alone because I'll end up back here. I need you to help me. Saying that out loud and calling on the Lord for help, he will never leave you. Ever. So I will continue to pray for you. That was it for today's episode. My apologies for the audio difference. It was just a one-off thing. It's not usually like this. I just think that there was so much in that episode. The Lord was doing so much that I didn't want to leave off of the podcast. So yeah, I pray that you were able to take something away anyways. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in this week. I'll be back again next week for another episode. Don't worry, I will double check the dates. I learned my lesson. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. It's such a blessing to have you here as always. And have a blessed week coming up. I will be back very soon. But maybe this time that's what I get. For wanting too much too